This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The Dolphins are now 1-4 on the season. Next up, Miami hosts the Chargers on Sunday. Week 5 wraps up with the Chiefs and Jaguars tonight on Monday Night Football. Over to the Canes, who came in at 2 in the AP poll after Saturday's win over FSU. Miami is off this week. They'll host Louisville a week from Friday. To the Heat will continue the preseason tonight at home against the Bucks. Tip-off is at 7:30 from the Kaseya Center, and the game can be heard here on WQIM. And in baseball, the Blue Jays took a 2-0 series lead over the Yankees with a 13-7 win, and the Mariners beat the Tigers 3-2 to tie up their series at 1. The Joe Rose Show begins now.
I think the issue, I can't point anywhere but directly at preparation and how we execute stuff, which ultimately, like, I look at on me. I thought, you know, we had a good plan, thought we got some stuff fixed. We've known the issues we've had, and we thought that we're prepared for this, and clearly we weren't. Like, I think we were outgained 200 yards in the run game collectively from the two sides of the ball. That is not good enough. You'll rarely win, if ever. We had a shot because we were +2, but bottom line is that on top of you have critical mistakes at critical points in the game, whether they're penalties or the critical situation MAs where we're giving up, I think that there's a fourth down and the last touchdown. So bottom line is that is not good enough. We are a much better team than letting a 17-0 lead eviscerate. So we will be extremely focused on getting that stuff corrected immediately because we have no time to waste.
That's what my daddy did to me.
And there it began when he said, girl, listen to me.
Oh, this is sounding way too familiar.
Then there's the fence, the team in orange and blue. They never win.
That's still true.
But love them just like I love you.
Oh, man, sounds like it's happening all over again.
Daddy made me love the Dolphins. I'm sorry that he done such a thing, but it's my lot to love the Dolphins. Just don't expect no ring.
Everybody now.
Daddy made me love the Dolphins. So many times I've asked myself why, but it's my life
to love the Dolphins, although they make me cry. Hot damn right. How about that? Oh, my gosh. Folks, good morning. Oh, Lord. A lot of fans from around the country made their way to Charlotte for a weather-wise, absolutely beautiful weather. Beautiful. Came in early. A lot of them stopped by. A lot of people around the hotel. And a lot of them had their kids with them, man. And still into it. And off our theme song there, which we play more and more every year, especially when we play like we played yesterday, like shit. So what happened is it's really interesting because this theme is, you know, boy, I just love the Dolphins and my dad, and now my son's a fan, and I know what's coming. He goes, but you know, my kids have just they've just never seen us win anything that really counts. And I go, yeah, no, well, you know, and you're sitting there trying to be, yeah, hang in there. Someday it's going to get fixed and all these things. And it's been a rough 20-something years, man. It has. Overall, there's been our moments, and you're going, well, but it's never been a situation where we can keep it going, even when we had that one wonderful year and it looks like we've turned it around and we feel good, whatever the theme of the team is. Listening to Mike now after five games, going 1-4. Look, you lost to one of the worst teams in football yesterday. They were down 17-0 at home. They're bad. They're bad. They're up there, not sure if that guy playing quarterback is their future, even though he's a first overall pick. And so they tried to come out and throw the ball a little bit, and they had no success. So they go, wow, wait a second. Let's do what the last four teams have all done to the Miami Dolphins. Let's run the ball. Meanwhile, while Mike's getting on the defense for not being able to stop the run, I'd be careful, Mike, calling plays over there, brother, on the other side, because we can't run the ball. And we're chasing our run defense right there, man, right there at the bottom. That combination of the worst run defense and the 30th run offense, that tells you all you need to know. And then we can get back, and I see, you know, horrible adjustments. Darren Waller, great first half, unbelievable. First time in years we've seen a tight end run down the middle of the field, not once but twice, and get open and wide open. Easy throws for Tua, and he has just been a great story on a bad team. Darren Waller has been great. Five catches, 78 yards in the first half, his third touchdown in two games that he's played, and can't get him the ball in the second half. So somebody makes an adjustment on us, but we can't make an adjustment after they make an adjustment. That's equivalent to us listening to this too deep stuff that is BS. It's total BS. Other coaches call you out when you talk about, well, it's too deep and there's nothing we can do because those safeties are so deep. People are laughing. So you think others through the years, the last 100 years they've run too deep, haven't been able to make adjustments around it and still have big plays. So anyway, now we're on that. Hey, man, they make an adjustment, you got to make another adjustment. So on top of all that, though, they start running the ball, and in the last three quarters, they run it down 17-0. They go, okay, we're going to do what all the other teams have done, mostly between the tackles, 30 times, 234 yards. How about that? They're not even a great running team. They got guys. They're down to their third right guard, and they ran the ball. They look like whoever you consider to be the best run-blocking team in the NFL. They look like them in the last three quarters. Every time something looked bad, they handed the ball off and they were running for 25, 53, 43, 11, 14. I've never seen so many big runs. One run going for first downs plus, bouncing off guys, holes on the D-line. It was bad. It was just bad. Anyway, we're going to have a lot of time to get into that. And I know my phone blew up last night. What's going to go on? What are we doing? How long is Mr. Ross just going to jump in his private plane and fly home disgusted? Like, what do you do? And it's the big guy's, it's his decision. He knows what's going on. He knows all the things. We got a bunch of young guys continuing to struggle. I know what I said. You got to hang in there with Kenneth Grant and Savia Nya, your top two picks, who are about rank about as low as you possibly can in the rankings of guys that play their positions. It's been bad. You're 1-4, and now it's officially an ugly 1-4. It's no longer 2-3 coming back to play the Chargers, who have struggled a little bit here recently. No. And then you got to be careful with comments you make, because people think now you're throwing certain people under the bus. And those people are going to probably go, wait a second. Hey, Mr. Play Caller on your offense, what about it? So and that little drought they went on after going up 17-0. So anyway, it was bad. Hey, I do have some good news, though. Saturday night, Woody, 28-3. I'm at a dinner Saturday night. Great people. A lot of them Canes fans. Everybody's got their phones out during this wonderful dinner. 28-3 after three quarters. And I mean, you're watching it, and they are wearing them out. They are wearing them out. Fourth quarter, a little bit of a comeback. Canes get the big win. Get the big win. And overall really dominated the game. Yeah, a little sloppy on penalties. And couldn't get stops there at the end when they were, you know, got it back to within one score, you know, with a chance on those onside kicks. But a lot of great plays, a lot of things going on that team that are really, really impressive. And more impressively, they've got some guys that are impact players across the board. The defense, still a big believer in everything they're doing. Three takeaways and just countless pressures on that quarterback. He, every time, went to drop back, there was somebody coming, and he knew he was going to have to get out of that pocket every time. He just, as soon as that ball was snapped, he's going, where am I going? Because here comes Reuben Bain. Now, it may not show in the stats when you look at it, like, oh, Reuben Bain, what do you have, four sacks? They couldn't block him. He had that tackle spinning right, left, and he was like, he's probably wondering if he's going to get benched today. He got Reuben Bained. So anyway, a lot of good stuff to talk about. Coach going to join us coming up here. We'll talk to Mario Cristobal about a lot of stuff. And how about the Malachi Toney story, CJ Daniels? I mean, we got some guys that have stepped up, man. Stepped up. You're kind of wondering when this started. And I'm like, I don't know. Anytime, you know, nobody was saying when we came to camp, hey, Malachi Toney's going to be our number one guy. Get out, American Heritage, just months ago, is going to be our number one guy, and he was sensational. Instincts, toughness. CJ Daniels, who we get from LSU, didn't really know, although they were pretty crazy about him. Some of the guys said, you're going to love CJ Daniels, and he is he's making money. Every time he plays, he's making more and more money for the next level. Some of the plays. They're getting a little bit of everything, man. It's good stuff. We got a lot of good stuff, as well as a lot more Dolphin stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on. 17-0, man. 17-0, just sliding into the second quarter, and you couldn't have crapped the bed worse than you did in the rest of that game. Just total loser-looking football. And something goes against you, and you fold like a cheap tent. You really do. Just incredible. All right, we've got to go to break. We don't want to waste any good time we got with Mario Cristobal, so we'll have that coming up. But before we do, I want to take a second to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. You know what? No matter what the mood's like on a Monday morning for you, one thing that never will mess it up is South Florida Chevy dealers and the trucks. Oh my gosh, strong, durable trucks. We've got one absolutely perfect for you. Hey, dependable trucks that you can give you all the power and everything you need, whether you work 5, 6, 7 days or just like it, that's all you drive is a truck for whatever reason. Hey, starting with a durable Colorado with a standard turbo max engine, impressive torque, give you everything you need here in South Florida. How about a Silverado 1500? Always ready, steady, and strong. Everything. Advanced technology for the workday workhorse and the weekend warrior to a Silverado HD. Legendary horsepower. One of the hardest working beds in the business. Hey, whether it's a midsize, full-size, or heavy-duty truck, your South Florida Chevy dealers never going to let you down when it comes to their truck. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers going on right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. And I got to tell you, man, Saturday night, no matter where you were, it was fun to watch if you were, you know, happened to go to the game. Canes now number 2 in the AP poll, only behind Ohio State. 5-0 on the season, 28-3 after three quarters. I mean, it was just a butt-kicking. And then the fourth quarter and things, but the state champs, USF, Florida, Florida State, once again, Miami owns it down here in South Florida. And we're joined this morning by the head coach, Mario Cristobal. Coach, good morning.
Joe, good morning. How are you, man?
Man, I'm hanging in there, coach. I got to tell you, I'm hanging in there, and you're a big part of me hanging in there. It's fun to watch when you're wondering how all your big guys who have started to really take off, whether it's a true freshman, whether it's a transfer portal guy or a guy that's been here for a couple years, and you've got a core of guys on both sides of the football that are really starting to dominate games here early on. Guys, some of them we weren't sure about in spring football. Hell, some of them weren't even here for spring football that are playing at a really high level. That's got to be just before you get into everything. That's got to feel pretty good when I look at all the names of all the guys that really are starting to play well.
we're getting better, you know, long ways to go still, you know, and need more consistency and attention to detail and, you know, parts of our preparation so that we can, you know, put it all together. But certainly, again, a lot of progress and a lot of guys are stepping up and we've developed more depth on our roster and we're going to have to. I mean, we're only 5 games in and like everybody else getting nicked up here and there, but, you know, we have our toughest games coming up. So back to preparation.
Yeah. Well, listen, before we get to the future, man, if you don't mind, as fans, we like to kind of talk about some of the good stuff that just happened here and the big plays in the offense, you know. You go into a game, Coach, did you feel pretty good that all the big plays you got, especially from your 2 wide receivers and your quarterback, I mean, he was super sharp on some of these deep throws. Did you feel there were some big explosive plays in the passing game there for this game?
Yeah, we felt that we had been running the ball to a point where people were really packing the box and there was going to be some opportunities there. But again, the timing and the precision of that is always a question, right? You get your 6, you know, 5, 6, 8, even sometimes 10 shots a game and you like to hit on half of them, you know, and that's a good day. But we hit on most of them. And Carson, the receivers, the protection, the execution, from the flea flicker to the screen to the 4th down play, there was a lot of really high-level execution and attention to detail that worked out. And we also shot ourselves on the foot with an illegal shift that really just pisses you off, man, because that was an unbelievable play. And again, it's kind of neat because the quarterback has protection. He goes through his entire progression and just spits it out to the flat where you've got space, right? And the Malachi Tony certainly put on a tremendous show out there.
Even though it didn't count, I got to tell you, he is not acting like an 18-year-old. I think he just turned either 17 or 18, whatever it is, yards after catch and the way he plays the game. I don't think you're really surprised. I have noticed one thing about you, Coach, in the last couple of years. When a new guy comes in and he's kind of tearing it up at practice, you always tell me, calm down a little bit, okay? It's early in camp here. Let's not get carried away. But Malachi's kind of been that guy, Coach, from day one, where he just – his feeling for the game, his toughness, his instincts, and obviously his athletic ability.
Yeah, you know what? What people don't get to see and probably don't even want to hear or talk about is the fact that he's one of the most physical players on our team. And then that includes all trench players and whatnot. He just throws it up in there and you watch him from snap one to the end of the game. He's always, always just throwing himself around recklessly and trying to do whatever he can for the team. So, and then you know what? You talk to him, he wants to get better. There's still lots of areas of his game that needs to improve upon, and he's excited to get at it.
Yeah. And then the other guy, CJ Daniels from game one, has just you talked about his leadership and stuff and just the way he's playing. A couple more touchdowns. Yards after catch for him, also really impressive as a 1-2 punch with those two.
No doubt. It starts with his leadership. It starts with his attention to detail in preparation, and he was healthy. He really got himself back into a position where his body was feeling good, and that post ball that he caught early certainly helped set the tone for the rest of the game. And he's another guy that just week in and week out is he's awesome. He's great to be around, and looking forward to him continuing to elevate his game.
All right, and then on the other side of the ball, Reuben Bain, my God. I know when you just look at the stat sheet, some people got up in the morning, it's like, man, he was everywhere. And you're going, wow, he did nothing. That quarterback was dropping back there, Castellanos, and he's like, well, we can't block him. He was looking where to run. How impressive was his game without all the big stats on what he was able to do?
Well, I think it's really impressive considering that he's always attracting the attention of another lineman, of an extra back and a tight end chipping through. And you know, the speed and power that he played with, the way he affected the quarterback and their game plan was awesome. And I have to also throw in there Akeem Mezidor because, I mean, it's really, if you have time, you know, you're on vacation the rest of the day probably. If you have time, it might be worth you throwing, you know, some of that tape in there and watching Akeem as well, Joe.
Yeah.
He played with a violence and a level of just effort and toughness that was awesome. And he's pissed, you know, he wants to get better. And it's kind of neat. Those two guys challenge each other and they challenge the inside guys and all in all, just, I really want to mention too, the play of the safeties now, because besides the interceptions, Those guys were really impactful in getting us in the right play calls and the right adjustments, and certainly really impacting the running game as well.
Well, I'm glad because they were on my list there. I want to start with Jacoby Thomas, sack and a pick. That guy has just been incredible, and all the schemes you're running back there. And then the other guy is this Bryce Fitzgerald, who, because he went to Columbus High School, private school, couldn't go to spring football, couldn't be there for you. He was the only one, I think, of the whole freshman class, one of the few, right?
Yes, sir. He was the only one. That's right.
Somebody forgot to tell him that, because he shows up day one. I'm out there with you and standing next to you, and he makes a play from center field in practice. I don't know what group he is running against. Some crazy interception just on natural instincts. And you said, hey, there's something about this guy. Boy, you were right. He got his third pick already this season.
Yeah, he's certainly caught. He's a quick study. I mean, he's caught on very quickly. The guys really appreciate him. He's got a great attitude, comes to work every day with nothing but intentions to get better. And you know, guys, both, Poyser and Thomas, man, those guys, besides the interception, just the levels of physicality that they play with, the way they ran the alley and some of those perimeter plays, the sweeps, the reverses, when the quarterback breaks out, those guys came up and they made their presence felt and, you know, forced a fumble. Keontae Scott, another one, a sack, forced a fumble.
Wow.
There was a lot of, those guys really changed things, man, because when teams try to eliminate your line of scrimmage by spitting the ball in the perimeter, you got to have dudes out there that play like those trench monsters. And our guys are just getting better and better at block destruction. And you know, I can tell you this, in the locker room, they weren't thrilled. They were like, you know, we got some stuff to clean up. We got to get better. And it's the right thing. But the last thing you want to do at this time of year is, you know, start feeling a little bit arrogant, like you have all the stuff figured out. Brother, we got to get back to work. We got to get a hell of a lot better.
Well, I got to tell you, and I want to ask you about that. And, you know, you're up 28-3, and I mean, just dominating the frigging game. And you guys are playing. Did you change any strategy on that 19-0 fourth quarter FSU? Did you feel you loosened up? Did you feel you're a little too conservative on play calling? What was the game plan, or did anything change for you that you saw in the fourth quarter?
No, it doesn't change. I think sometimes the simplicity of rivalry games run their course. And you're never completely secure in it, and you're never completely out of it. They just go back and forth because, you know, play calling wise, we did. We called the stuff that we felt great about, that we had been calling throughout the game, and other stuff we had planned that we felt could really hurt them. And penalties, self-inflicted wounds did hurt us. Lack of execution hurt us. And we got away from playing complimentary football. And you know what? They did a hell of a job sustaining drives, I think, three or four fourth down conversions.
Yeah, man.
But you know, made it to a point where they really had to do a lot to get back, you know, to give themselves an opportunity, and found a way to get it done.
You made it a point after that game that you want everybody in the country to know how important it is for the University of Miami to be state champs. There were signs, and you beat everybody. Can you just talk about that a little bit, Coach, and how important it is to see Miami back doing that?
Yeah, that has to be felt strongly. It has to be, you know, I don't believe in proclaiming anything, but it has to be a strong statement for our program, for our university to, you know, we've been working at this for, you know, this is now you're going into year four. And that was a big part of the vision and the philosophy, is making sure that you make your case known in state and restore order, that Miami is going to be that program. And so to actually go out and do it, and do it for a second year in a row, it's one of our goals, one of our prominent goals. It lasts for an entire year. Certainly we don't get to play Florida again, and that hopefully we could work that out some way, shape, or form. But it has to be very well known that we are going to recruit, and we're going to develop, and we're going to play at a level where it's not going to be matched in the state.
You've always talked about the importance of line of scrimmage, and everybody raves about this offensive line. And by the way, even if the run blocking, they take it away, your pass protection. Where did that rank for pass protection? I know everybody looked at the highlights and going, wow, Carson Beck, he had some time to throw when he needs to. You know, those plays down the field, they take time sometimes.
Those guys are extremely physical and hard workers, and they're going to come in today and they're going to say, hey, man, we could have played better. We could have done more. And there's a lot of good stuff that we did, especially in pass pro. I mean, we kept them clean for the most part. Third down got loose on a couple touches that they hit us with. But and in the run game, there were moments where we're really, you know, up to the standard. Other ones where, you know what, that's not us. We gotta do better. So we're always going to create an incredibly high standard there, one where honestly is unreachable, but one that pushes us to the max and beyond. And so, you know, I don't –
Yeah,
I think it goes when it comes to the big guys at the old line. We don't throw around much praise. We keep them hungry. We keep them in a place where they want to come out and just, you know, knock it around.
Hey, so as you look at it now, you've had a day or so to check it out. What were you disappointed with the most as you look at what overall was just a dominating game, considering everything?
Well, I mean, I think you always want to, when you're up 28-3 and you get the ball, I mean, you've got a chance to really, really slam the door, you know? And we, you know, we take it really personally when we don't. So that's an aspect, of course, that you want to, that's obvious as, you know, as can be, you want to finish drives and extend your lead significantly so you can play to your strength. We can get after the passer, we can knock the run back, but we certainly want to improve that part of it. And it lies in the simplicity of playing together and finish things the way you started them. So that's certainly a point of emphasis in this morning's meeting. And then, and in a manner where, you know what, you know, our guys are, they take stuff seriously now. There's talking to all our players yesterday. That's all they want to focus on. And the ability to learn while you still won is awesome. To learn your lessons without feeling consequences of a loss is awesome. And that's going to be our entire approach, man. There's zero thought of complacency in the building, and that's where we're going to keep it.
I thought Carson Beck, coach, you can help me out if you saw it differently, had his best game. Some of those deep throws, even in one tight window, just drops it in there in the corner to Tony. What'd you think of his play overall and how he's developed through these first five games?
Yeah, he's exactly what we thought, you know, and the best part about the fact that he played really, really well is that he really, really wants to get better, and we're going to go right at the things that we can improve upon. There really is absolutely zero value in sitting back and talking about how many great things we're doing, because what we want to accomplish requires a hell of a lot more, Joe. What we want to get done and to reach our goals, it requires us to keep getting a hell of a lot better, and that's the only thing that we need to focus on, man. Nothing else is worth a damn right now.
Right. By the way, you hear all these teams that lose, like somebody always comes out and says, yeah, we've been listening to everything and we weren't, you know, up like the way we should have to start. And I'm like, and that's kind of been your message, to make sure your team never falls into that trap, and have done a really, really good job with that so far. Hey, one last question on the game. Castellanos and all this talk about him and how to rush him, and he's going to, if he gets a chance, how did you think your game plan overall was against him? Because he turned the ball over. You did put pressure on him and forced him to make throws that we saw make against Virginia too, and your guys were there to make big plays.
No. I think Coach Heatherman, the staff, put together a hell of a game plan. The guys executed really, really well. He got loose in the fourth quarter a couple times. Play count was up there in the mid-80s, and that's where we lost our style of complementary football a little bit and put too much pressure on the defense. But all in all, I thought we cage rushed him pretty well. I thought the spy missed him on a fourth down, right, where we could have had the ball back there also. We mixed up the coverages enough where it was a different picture and forced some throws that maybe he didn't want to make. But the guy's a tremendous player, a relentless competitor, and he is fast as hell now. I mean, he can really, really go, and you can see why he's had a lot of success.
Well, I got to tell you, so this can be fun, man. Number two in the country. I know it doesn't mean much to you, but boy, the eyeballs of all the national guys, and I know Oregon had the week off, but to be sitting here at two, I think it's good for the off week for guys to see what everybody thinks of them, and how do you look at it?
Well, you know what? It's not just like the last bye week. We got a chance to see 24, or at least some of them, but there were 24 one-score games, right? One-possession games.
Right.
There were like six overtime games. And look at the upsets this week, Joe, right? Oh. I mean, yeah, it's like, you know, teams got to travel across the country. You know, motivation goes up and down. it's not only the rat poison. You know what it is? It's the rats. You know, it's the rats that start getting into people's heads and start saying and telling players, hey, you should play more. You should get more attention. Why isn't your name in the paper? And you got to say, you know what? Take all that and shove it. We ain't talking about that. We ain't listening to that stuff. If that's on your mind, you're in the wrong program. And you got to go at that direct. It's not just a rat poison. It's a rat. And you got to get rid of all that crap.
How hard is that to do in today's with today's players? Because you're right. Guys will go, hey, man, they're not talking about you, dude. You're playing well. Or, hey, dude, you need to be playing more on this team, even though they're good. Because they're going to get that, man, in today's world.
They are going to get that. And if you got the wrong players, it's really hard. If you got the right players, then you know what? You should be able to get it done. If you got the wrong players, and let them go join the rats. You know, it's just, this is a team sport, man. It's a team with all the people could talk about, oh, things are different nowadays and NIL and all that stuff. You know what? That's a bunch of bulls. You know, it's still football. The ball's placed in the tee, kicked off, and let's go to work. And to get there with the right people and the right mind frame, you've got to maintain that culture and not let any of that other crap get in the way of it. So it's not, again, it's a 24/7 job. We love it. We're blessed with it. We have to get a hell of a lot better. We got to work a hell of a lot harder. And that's our focus, man.
All right. So can you enjoy this though a little bit? I mean, you've been grinding at this thing to get it to look the way since you got here. You've reminded everybody you had a vision and it's starting to look like that. Can you ever just sit back a little bit and enjoy it? Can you enjoy a win at Florida State? Can you enjoy when Florida comes here and you kick them around, or is it off and running again for the next one?
No, of course you do, man. I mean, you to see these players accomplish wins like that, man, it's the best feeling in the world. It's
right.
The ultimate goal, and it's really, really hard. People don't understand how hard it is to win. Like, everybody has good players, and if you don't think people have good players and they have good enough players to beat you, you're out of your mind. That's like an arrogant disregard for just understanding the reality of college football. So, no, but when the clock strikes that, you know, that 24-hour mark, then you roll. And then my only other enjoyment is being on the Joe Rose Show.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, that's a good way to have a coach. Hey, thank you. Mario, congratulations. Appreciate you coming on this morning, man. Have a great day.
Thank you, Joe. Have a good one, and go Canes.
Mario Cristobal joining us here to talk a little bit about the win. Number two in the country. Off week, we'll play next Friday against Louisville at Hard Rock Stadium. Wow, that's going to be one wild-ass Friday night. Oh, boy, that's going to be fun. Hey, Landing Men's Clinic, I want to talk about ED and low T to all my brothers out there. Hey, man, it's okay. Every guy's going to have it. Every guy's got low T. That, you know that. You've been told that since you're a little guy. Well, not like I used to be. I don't have my energy. Oh, yeah, I don't chase your mother around like I used to. Hey, man, low T and ED happen. But we have Atlantic Men's Clinic here in South Florida, and I got full-blown low T and ED, and my energy level was shot for a while. It was. And people, well, how'd you know? Well, I was tired all the time. Second of all, I gained a quick 20 pounds because I wasn't active. And I was cutting way back, you know, getting closer to retirement. And, oh, and then the sex drive. Oh, that one. That can really mess with you. Gone. I got to tell you, it was bad. And Atlantic Men's Clinic, I went, got that first appointment all set up. Heard about Atlantic Men's Clinic, professional. They do things the right way. You get your testing, the T, the PSA test. Their professional staff sat down with me, went over everything, and put me on a program that I've had great results with. And I know you will too. And if you're going through it in your 40s right now, it happens. 50s, 60s, it happens. And if you're at that point, and you want to do something about Atlantic Men's Clinic. Now, if you don't, just go on and be tired and moody, and that's the way it is. I get it. That's all right. But if you want to get more out of life, man, no matter where you are in the crazy world we live in, they have 7 locations. Set up that first appointment, 877-455-7300, or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. Great results. I had great results with Atlantic Men's Clinic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
The ball, rushed for 240-some-odd yards, running backs run for 200 yards, took a lot of time off the clock, and although they were punting and stuff, but it all affected.
Absolutely.
That was probably the biggest effect.
Absolutely.
This football game.
No, I think you hit the nail on the head. We had time of possession in our favor in the first half and absolutely did not have it in the second. I think that is something that at any game during the course of the season can go that way if you allow it. So you can't try to win football games and make mistakes and hope that the time runs out. You have to go win the game. And tonight we didn't, or today we did not.
No, you haven't. Haven't done it much this year. Beat one team. The only team that hadn't won a game right now in the National Football League is the New York Jets. 0-5 on the season. Seven teams at 1-4, and the Miami Dolphins are one of them with a really, really, really crummy loss to a really, really below average team, to put it nicely. And they're down 17-0 at home. They're down 17-0 at home. You got three quarters. My gosh. And all of a sudden, they go, you know what? What are we doing trying to throw the ball around here a little bit? Come on, man. Hey, what did those other four teams do to them? Oh, they ran between the tackles. Let's do it. They started running and running. Hell, they were running the ball. They were getting big old plays. 43 yards, 53 yards, all between the tackle, man. It's coming again. And just ran it. Over the last three quarters of that game, three quarters, they were able, after being down 17-0, they didn't panic and go into a two-man, well, we got to get it all now. They ran it 30 times for 234 yards over the last three quarters. And they're a bad team. This isn't one of the powerhouse teams with their backup running back, who, by the way, the guy had 80 yards coming into the game as a backup. 80 yards rushing. And I can't imagine. I mean, hell, he's the lead, one of the lead stories. He's already talking about playing against his former team. He goes for over 200 yards. Rico Daddle, 23 carries, 206 yards, a 9-yard average. 9-yard average. That's when one of the big boys pays somebody $2 million to come and beats him up by 50. Backup quarterback. Backup running back, excuse me. Unbelievable. And there's just things that go on. Like Darren Waller is playing out of his mind. Great story. Fantastic story. Even better guy and what he's been through and taking care of himself, obviously, to be this good after being out of camp and taking a year off. Comes back, runs down the middle of the field. Great game plan. Great game plan right off the bat. We haven't had guys run down the middle of the field for a long time. Apparently, we couldn't do that for years. But anyway, we were able to hit our tight end a couple times down the middle of the field. It was great. Oh, my God. It's just such a great added dimension to have a guy release from next to a tackle or flexed out a little bit and run down the middle. He's not getting jammed. Turns, and the ball's right there a couple of times. I mean, he is on his way to a monster, monster game in the first half. Got Waddle involved. You got Waller, 5 catches, 78 yards. I mean, he's going over 100. You know, he's got his third touchdown of the season. I mean, 2 games. And Waller, no catches in the second half. So you're telling me, oh, they took him away. Oh, okay. So, and you can't run the ball. Now, listen. There's no question this run defense, they are dead last. You've done it. You know, they ran for 239 yards. Everybody's run for a lot of yards against the Dolphins. It's been the key to, you know, it's a problem. And not trying to downplay, it is a problem. And we'll get into the individuals and the young guys, a first-round pick struggling on one side, second-round pick struggling on the other side. All the young guys are finding out that this NFL is not college football. Nothing in common with it. Got a lot of young guys. Hey, last year's guys. Chop's finding out life's a little different these days too. So, you know, it's all over the place right now with this thing. But hey, Mike, I know you weren't real happy with the defense, and I get it. But that offense, your running game, you're now 30th in the NFL too. 14 carries, 19 yards, 1.4 average. At that pace, you'd have to run it 7 times to get close to a first down. It's they're plenty. And I just feel like, uh-oh, same old thing keeps happening. Same old thing keeps happening. They got a lot of character guys on that team. There's no question, but I don't care who you are. When the same things are happening and you know it's coming and you say all the right things during the week and you're working and we're getting it fixed, I feel better, and it gets worse. And then it gets worse. Jets did it too. Hell, the Jets ran for 200 yards. Let's not forget that. This is not new. And you have the same results. Same results. It's going to start to affect your team. It does. And by the way, I mean, one side can't be getting on the other one. The only group that played well yesterday, by the way, for the record, special teams had a really good game. Great coverage. Punter's been great. Kicker, no problems. It's been a good group. But the other two groups, Tua's got a chance on the last drive. Let's not leave him out, because you guys, I see a lot of people stroking him for his 3 touchdowns, high quarterback rating and stuff. He's got a chance on the last drive. Throws it over the top on Waddle on a play that he usually hits. And we're lucky he didn't get picked. All right, we got more stuff to get to here this morning. Nobody's safe. Nobody's safe here today. It's a nobody safe Monday. Hey, we got more stuff to get to here. 7 o'clock hour's coming up. Hey, time to tell you about the main man. Hey, are you tired of all the headaches? Tired of just being tired? Maybe it's time for you to sell your business. You've been talking about it for a long time. I got a guy I'd love to do it. I got a guy that's got a big old book full of people going, I sure am interested. We live in South Florida, and we'd like to find a business down there that really, some things we did where we were before we moved to South Florida. Well, the main man, Anthony Caliendo at the Business Broker Experts, is the best business broker in Florida. Call 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN and speak directly to Anthony. Nobody else. He's going to handle it. And by the way, he doesn't just list businesses. He packages businesses to sell. Florida's booming. You probably know that by the amount of people that are moving to Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County. And if you're ready to buy somebody else's business or looking to sell it, Anthony works with businesses of all sizes, big or small. I'm telling you right now, it matches it up. You'll feel good about it. A nice, strong, smooth transition. And he's got the strongest bank relationships going as well. Give you the closing table. Get there fast. He's got some great work that he's done through the years, some great testimonials to share with you. Hey, get maximum dollar for your investment. Years of dedication you put into it. You like to make sure you get a good amount of money out of it. And that's what this guy's all about. Call 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN today and let Anthony Caliendo, the main man, flip your biz and cash out in a big way. Call 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.